June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, Nation. It's time now for the Chris Young Show here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. The CY Show brought to you by Anheuser-Busch and PlayScore. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, guys, I'm well. How are you all?
We're doing outstanding. You know, a couple of wins, that'll do it for us. What's top of mind for you here on this off day?
Oh, well, just really continuing the momentum in Washington and going into Minnesota, a team that's been playing well. And, you know, we've got to get hot here. And we need to start putting together some series wins and some good baseball. And, you know, there's still plenty of time for us, but we can't dig a bigger hole than we have. It's time for us to get going.
I can imagine it could have got frustrating last week with those late inning coverings of first base. What was your reaction to that?
Well, it was tough, but you know, the mistakes get magnified mainly because we didn't hit. And if we had hit and scored runs like we're capable, which has kind of been the theme all season, then perhaps, you know, those mistakes don't get magnified as much. But you know, one of the plays was tough with Josh Smith, who doesn't have a ton of experience over at first base, you know, ranging too far to his right. And then, you know, Robert Garcia getting over to the bag late. And then the other one on Kamar, that's probably the more inexcusable one, where he just put his head down and kind of forgot about the runner on second base who was rounding third and came around to score. And when you lose by one run, those things are magnified. But at the end of the day, it still comes down to us producing offensively and hitting like we can. And we had plenty of scoring opportunities in those games, and we didn't get it done. So, you know, it was nice to see us go into Washington and put some pressure on their pitchers and come up with some runs and you know, give Jacob especially some run support and win a couple games there Saturday and Sunday. Again, I think ultimately for us to go where we want to go, our offense has to become the offense, or at least closer to the offense that we thought it was going to be. We may not be as good as we thought we could be offensively, but we certainly are better than we are.
Well, you pretty much have the entire lineup back now. I mean, Marcus Semien has been absolutely on fire. Jake Berger had a great weekend. Do you think that things are kind of trending in a positive direction? I know a lot of the fans have asked us about Corey Seager. I know he's in an over trend right now. Maybe we're just spoiled with how good he's been coming off the IL.
Corey's going to hit. I don't worry about Corey at all. We've seen Marcus get going. Berger had a great series. And I think the one that was really exciting for me was Evan Carter on Sunday. You know, if you string together Marcus and Evan, you know Corey's going to hit. You've got Josh Smith with quality at bats. Wyatt's going to hit. Berger's getting going here. All of a sudden you look up, and if we get 5, 6, 7 guys going together, we're going to be capable of producing a lot of runs. And so I'm excited to see that, the style of play with a little bit of speed, putting some pressure on the other team. We need to get several guys hot at once, and certainly if Corey's one of those guys, it helps immensely. But I am optimistic about what I saw in D.C., especially with Evan Carter, Jake Berger, obviously Marcus Semien, you know, and these other guys. Hitting's contagious. They will feed off of it.
DeGrom had another awesome start on Saturday. If the runs didn't start pouring in late in that game, would he have gone back out? Would he have maybe gone a complete game there?
No, he would not have. And I think this is a strategic decision by the organization collectively. We're all on the same page in terms of how important Jacob is, not only to this season, but future seasons. And his first year coming off Tommy John surgery, he hasn't thrown a ton of innings over the last several years, and we need to protect him. And there are going to be times where we do push him a little bit, but there are times where we scale back. And I thought Boach and Mike Maddox and the pitching group did a great job Saturday of scaling Jacob back, keeping him shortened down at 81 pitches and getting him out of that game. And we've got to be able to win games when Jacob goes six or seven innings. We don't need him to go eight or nine innings for us to win. And ultimately, that's what happened. We scored some runs late there, extended the lead, which was great to see. But I can't emphasize enough how fun it is to watch Jacob pitch and take the ball healthy every 5 days and go out and compete as a Texas Ranger. I have great pride watching him. I hope our fans feel the same way. This is one of the best in the world at what he does, and watching him every fifth game is pretty special, and it's not lost on me how hard he's worked to be out there, and it's just so fun to see him rewarded for all the hard times he's been through.
It's the Chris Young Show here on 105.3 The Fan. Is his presence here tied in any way to wins and losses here over the next couple months?
You mean in terms of Jacob being moved?
Could you guys be sellers, or is it like, hey, we got this guy, we've waited for him, he's
Jacob
amazing?
Jacob DeGrom's not going anywhere, I can assure you of that. that's not something we feel like we've got a core pitching group in place with Jacob and Nathan Eovaldi, big free agents that we brought in here to anchor the pitching staff. We feel like we have good young pitching with Jack Leiter and Kamar Rocker and Cody Bradford. So we feel like we have the makings of a very good starting rotation, not only this year, but for years to come. We're not interested in disrupting that.
Hey, CY, what did you learn about how you handled Jack Leiter here very early in his career?
Well, I think it's a lesson for everybody, myself included, about the ups and downs of pitching development, and that it's not always a linear process, that it's more of a roller coaster. And as long as you're still trending the right direction, that's the important part to recognize. But Jack, he had his struggles in the development process, and I was actually thankful that he went through those struggles, because sure, I think it makes him a better big league player. If players don't face adversity in the minor leagues and persevere through that adversity, sometimes when they get punched in the face in the big leagues, they don't know how to respond, and it's really tough for those guys to bounce back. And so Jack really had some struggles, but he deserves all the credit for really his perseverance, his resilience, his belief in himself, and his unwavering commitment to figuring things out. And while I think at times it's been frustrating, because you want to see a pick as high as Jack and, the second overall pick advancing quickly to the major leagues, the wait is going to be worth it, in my opinion. He's pitching great right now, and it's fun to see his development. And he still has not scratched the surface of how good he's going to be, in my opinion. I think he's only going to continue to get better. He's going through some of the learning curve that happens at the big league level, but it just shows, and you kind of contrast that with Kamar, who advanced quickly through the minor leagues, in part because he was injured a little bit, and in part because he dominated so much coming back. But there were some steps that may have been skipped or at least fast-tracked in terms of his development. He just doesn't have the total overall number of innings that Jack had developmentally, and you really can't accelerate that or overcome that. You have to give these guys time, and I think it's a really important lesson for me moving forward, but for everybody in our organization as it relates to pitching development.
How are Evo, Bradford, Gray, some of those other arms that are coming up here hopefully sooner rather than later?
Yeah, Evo's doing really well. We've made a ton of progress with this inflammation in the back of his, it's like upper elbow, lower triceps in the back. Structurally, everything's fine, just a little bit of irritation back there. It's calming down. He has resumed throwing. My expectation is we're going to have a pretty aggressive week this week in hopes of getting him back close to the 15-day mark when he's eligible to return. Cody Bradford is doing wonderfully. He's progressed through his bullpen buildup, and now he's going to face hitters for the first time this week in Minnesota. And then from there, we'll evaluate whether or not he needs to do that again or if we send him out to start a rehab. So we're excited about Cody's progress. And John Gray continues his buildup, and he's doing very well as well. He's throwing without pain, still a little bit further behind Cody, but not that far off. So the hope is that we are going to be close to having both those guys back sometime here in the next, 2 to 3 weeks.
It's CY here with you in the G-Bag Nation, home of the Rangers. 5-game hitting streak for Adolis Garcia, 5 of 17, down to 1 strikeout per game over the last 5.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Five, is this encouraging? What are we seeing?
Yeah, there's some progress there. And I think as much of it is about the results, and, a couple of those balls weren't perfectly well hit. Had one of those was a bloop base hit, but he got rewarded for putting the ball in play, which is important. So cutting down on the swing and miss and on the chase is really, really important. But really the quality of the approach is equally what we're interested in as it is the results. And if he can stay disciplined in terms of the approach that he needs to be successful and laying off some of the pitches outside the strike zone, we're very confident that he is going to make hard contact and that he will have his success. But the approach is critical, and you still see some at-bats where maybe he loses that and starts chasing outside the zone and makes it too easy on the pitcher. So while there's progress there, I wouldn't say he's back to 2023 form, but I think it's a step in the right direction, and we need him, and we really need him. And so we're excited about what we're seeing. He's putting in the work. He's bought into the mechanical changes that we need, and now we need him to execute the approach in addition to the mechanical changes. But we're going the right direction here, and our hope is that it comes together very quickly.
Did mechanical changes or something else unlock Marcus Semien, or did he just need better luck?
Well, there's some mechanical elements to it. His contact point and the direction of the barrel at contact is critically important for Marcus. So he's been able to make some adjustments in terms of that, but there were some things that suggested in terms of his underlying metrics that Marcus was still the same hitter. I think I voiced this optimism a couple weeks ago in speaking about him, because yeah. I just felt like it was a matter of time until he starts to turn the corner, and has he ever. It's been really fun. He's really been responsible for a big portion of our offense over the last week, and we see what he can do when he's healthy. And so, when he's healthy and locked in. And so our hope is that that continues here and that some of these other guys kind of feed off of Marcus's success here. And if we get, like I said, 5-6 of these guys going together, we're going to be able to put up some runs.
Yeah, CY, you told us that we were sitting live with you and you looked Gavin dead in the eye and said, he's going to hit. And I was like going, gosh, dang. And how often do you sit in a meeting and tell your staff, hey, guys, he's going to hit? You're doing your own metric studies and things like that, but how much is that just you just absolutely believing in that player?
Yeah, and so much of it is you can look at a lot of the underlying numbers, but what that doesn't speak to is the confidence of the player and the conviction of the player. And, the player may have some bad luck, and all of a sudden it starts to impact his confidence, and he reverts back to maybe some things that aren't going to help him. And so the prediction for me is based on knowing the person, and I will bet on Marcus Semien all day long. He's a winning person, a winning player, a great leader, ultra competitor. And you just know that it's a matter of time till guys like him kind of revert back to their career norms. And Marcus has an extreme track record of success in the major leagues. Physically, he's as capable as ever. and he's playing great defense. His work ethic has been great. He's healthy. There's just so many signs that, you know, kind of lead you to believe it's just a matter of time until he gets it going. And now the hope is that he continues it for the rest of the season, because he's so important. A lot of times when Marcus goes, our team goes.
You know, it was just a matter of time, but it was crazy how you said that, and 3.5 hours later was the turning point.
Yeah.
how great is it to have a guy like Simeon, though, that you can show everybody on the team, listen, just stay with it, stay confident, and good things are going to happen for you as well?
That's why it's so important to have the right veteran leaders, guys who can set an example for young players when they go through struggles. I was so fortunate in my career to be surrounded by several who – you know, you'd see them struggle, and they just didn't panic, and they stayed true to the process, and they were really unwavering in terms of their work, their belief, their commitment. And as a young player, that sets a great example to look up to when you see veteran guys who have been there and done it going through the same struggles you go through, but they don't change anything, and they don't panic, and they don't lose confidence. And I think for Marcus and Corey, and a number of our veteran players, you know, I mentioned on the pitching side with Evo and Jacob, for Jack and Kamara and Cody Bradford to be around those guys and to see, hey, they're going to have bad games from time to time, but they come back, they go about their business, they believe in themselves, and they make the adjustment, and it leads to success. So, you know, that was part of our thought process when we brought Marcus here. We loved everything he's about in terms of the type of person, the work ethic, the commitment to winning. And when guys like that go through struggles, you got no other choice but to believe in them, because you know that they're winning people, and that at some point they're going to figure it out.
Hey, CY, I've noticed tonight that the Red Sox are going to – their number one prospect, Roman Anthony, is starting in right field tonight. Is this a big, big change of Major League Baseball teams bringing up their prospects that way, that we're starting to see teams instead of, you mentioned it like with Jack and how he kind of went through some things, but are we starting to see baseball teams bringing up their prospects sooner?
You know, I can't speak specifically to the timing of Roman Anthony or the Red Sox. What I can say is that a lot of players in today's era are probably a little bit more prepared for the big leagues than maybe, you know, even 15, 20 years ago. Sure. When I was going through it. And even in the last 10 years, I think that college baseball has done a great job. High school baseball has continued to improve. And players come in more prepared. The game's gotten a little bit younger. And I think teams feel confident that, you know, you can turn to young guys and they're going to be ready for it, that they can handle the moment. So I can't speak. I don't have data to suggest that across the league, that hypothesis holds true. But I can say that there's also development is not completed in the minor leagues. And I've said this time and time again, when we've called up some of our young players, whether it's Wyatt Langford or Alejandro Osuna or Josh Young or Evan Carter, there is development that continues to happen in the big leagues. AAA cannot simulate what you are going to see at the major league level. And so it's critically important that we stay patient and understand that guys are going to go through their ups and downs at the big leagues too, and that's part of their development. And there's nothing you can do to accelerate that aside from just staying patient and continuing to believe in the player and know that the player will figure it out in time because they're talented enough.
Well, CY, thank you so much for joining us on your day off. And sorry about that DeGrom question, man. I don't know what I was thinking.
No, it's a valid question. I appreciate you guys have a responsibility to our fans to ask those questions, and I want to assure our fans that as it relates to Jacob or Evo, that these guys are mainstays here, and they're important not only to this season but to our future. And we have no interest in you know, moving on from guys like that. And I appreciate that you guys ask those hard questions. It's why I enjoy the show, and you know, you're always fair to us, and in turn, you deserve fair responses. So I appreciate it.
I read about that double Tommy John surgery. They improved it. I think that this might be the biggest endorsement for it, is you having that level of confidence in that injury, in that operation.
Well, I'll tell you this. I could have had two Tommy Johns, and I wouldn't have pitched like Jacob DeGrom. So I think when you watch the best in the world, Jacob's just so special. And every time he takes the mound as a Texas Ranger, it gives me such pride. And I'm so happy that our fans get to watch one of the best in the world do what he does.
Well, give him hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Salute. CY brought to you by Anheuser-Busch and PlayScore. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214-817-333-3333. Go online at frankelfirm.com. No out-of-pocket costs. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Yeah, I think confidence in the double Tommy John. The other interesting thing, and a texter pointed it out, that was twice. He mentioned DeGrom and Eovaldi, but not Mally.
No, well, Mally is a free agent.
So DeGrom and Eovaldi are your 1-2s.
Yeah.
And you know, I think that makes a lot of sense to build a pitching staff out like that, and then we'll see what happens with the others.
He did a nice job of going and getting Mally hurt and all that, and then working through that, and he's getting rewarded from that. You know, unfortunately, though, the hitting's not coming around to help how good Mally has been this year.
It's really the key. Incredible. I mean, they got three pitchers that are in the top 10 in terms of ERA.
Yeah.
I mean, this pitching is good enough to be a championship team. They just need to be able, I mean, somehow, some way, this offense just needs to click.
A good couple of weeks, there could be three of them in the All-Star game.
Yeah.
You know, it's just incredible what he can find.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.